On your comments, this is the first time in like 4.5 years that I leave a Pacifica board meeting early because I have some obligations.
It is not meant as any disrespect, and nobody expected you to be here.
No, but I just wanted to be able to comment on it. I totally appreciate what you say. I think Mr. Dwayne Bradley completely missed his calling. He would have been a great preacher. So let me start by saying congratulations to the new members on the board, and thank you everybody for being willing to serve Pacifica. I grew up in South Africa. I've been here for about 8 years now. My family was part of hundreds of thousands of the forceful removals in Cape Town. I grew up in the African National Congress. My first protest was in 76 when I was 10 years old, and I still haven't left the streets with my activism work. Much of my work was involved with the ANC Women's League, ANC Youth League, and spent many years as a journalist, investigative reporter, and journalist in the CUSATU, the Congress for South Africa Trade Unions. So just a little bit, probably about 15, going on 20 years of radio broadcasting experience, was part of establishing community radio in South Africa, and work with the office of President Nelson Mandela on resolving gang violence on a commission that was formed there. Also worked with Thabo Mbeki's office on developing the new broadcasting policy in South Africa. So that's just briefly about me. I want to thank the KPFK management team. They prepared the report that is in your board pack because I was on vacation. So I want to acknowledge them for that. Quickly, the Spanish language newscast, I want to congratulate Fernando and the news team. It's taken 3 years to kick up that program. The Spanish language newscast now daily is at 5:30 in the morning at KPFK. It's aired on 12 other affiliate stations, one station in Mexico, one station in Colombia, station in the Netherlands, and we hope that the Pacifica stations will start taking the show. Thank you. Thank you, Houston, for taking the show. Great thanks to Otis McClay for helping KPFK out and giving us the opportunity and the software to do podcasting and audio archiving. Audio archiving has expanded tremendously at KPFK over the last few months. Our webmaster, Ali Lessa, has diligently worked for the last year to get KPFK mentioned in iTunes. So starting next week, KPFK will be mentioned in iTunes on in the media section of public radio, and I think that that is quite an achievement for the station. We've gone on our KPFK visitors have peaked 5 million in October last year, and on average we have about just more than 4 million listeners or visitors to the KPFK website. We revamped the entire site. It's both in English and Spanish. And it's pretty amazing what we've been able to do with new technology at KPFK. So I'm really encouraged about the direction that the board is looking at going in. I want to thank Sue Wells, our development director. She got a grant last year for a project called Voices of Tomorrow. It's a youth training project. And it happens at 3 continuation schools. It includes 30 at-risk youth, and the program is under the coordination of Ara Bogado, with FSRN. To the program director at KPFK, I want to thank him. KPFK just kicked off a new series in January this month, which is a monthly series where programmers go out in the community and they address critical issues in the media. The first one was on, the focus was on the Middle East, and the programmer that does the Middle Eastern focus program went out and they had all these different Islamic groups come together to talk, debate about the situation. Next month is education, and I believe in March it's Margaret on the International Women's Movement. So there's quite a lot going on. I don't want to keep going through this list of stuff. We've had challenges last year on between personnel and management. Don White is quite welcome to comment on Margaret because they were at some of the last staff meetings. We presented a plan from management this past week to the staff, and it's focused on 5 areas, which is called the 5 C's of a happy KPFK: cooperation, communication, collaboration, consultation, and consideration. And I will disseminate the document to you that I have here. People are optimistic and positive about the way we're moving forward. The station is growing at every level. I'm proud of the diversity of KPFK and what we've been able to achieve collectively as a group between our listeners, the local board, paid and unpaid staff, and particularly want to say thank you to the unpaid staff because we don't always recognize the incredible work that they do in this network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.